the day I was saved, when I was free of the world, didn't think much of my Bible and me, just a narrow-minded bigot and a book of old wives' tales. Now, I don't blame them for their attitude, but the meanest thing that they ever construed was that when it came to my Bible, it was full of mistakes and would surely fail. Well, they must have known what they's talking about, because that idea got lots of help from lots of folks. It seems I was really playing the fool. Some priest would giggle and I'd get red. Some pastor'd laugh and I tell you, I'd want to bust his head. But I tell you, I was sure beginning to see their point of view. So I learned my lesson in the hardest way, that if I was to grow like what they say, I'd have to expand my narrow point of view. And I toss that old King James of mine, start reading all them different kinds, and just bid that old archaic out-of-date book adieu. Yeah, faith cometh by hearing the word of the Greeks, don't you know? Well, in no time at all, I was learning Greek, and I was reading a new commentary once a week, and before you know it, I was on my way. 'Cause all the preacher-style smart I was getting, now that I'd got over all that silly fretting that you had to read your Bible to know what God has to say. And as the years passed on, my books and me became well-known from sea to sea. People came from miles around to hear me preach and pray. And as I took my place in that religious scene, week after week I'd preach a new theme based on what my latest book had to say. And you know, it never failed when I took the time to put a lesson together from some new version of mine that some old KJV guy would commence to whine. And he'd scream and shout and holler and yell that me and my books came straight from hell and what I was doing was a crying shame. Well, I'd just shush him up with a little Greek, and I'd slap a little Hebrew across his cheek, and I'd tell the ushers not to throw him too far as they escorted him to his car. What a nitpicker. Probably knows how to program his VCR, too. Probably read that book. I mean, can you imagine a narrow-minded bigot like that telling me that my books weren't where God's word was at? Those KJV guys can be a real pain. Well, despite all that pitiful opposition, by now I'd pretty much secured my position as one of the leading authorities on the Word of God. A legend in my own mind. A cultural icon. And respectable people with half a brain all agreed with me and knew I was sane when I'd look them in the eye and I'd say straight face you couldn't find the real Word of God anyplace. Now my career was a blaze of glory, with book sales and lecture engagements going just hunky-dory. In fact, as you listen to this song, you might wish it were the end of my story. But then one day as I crossed the street, thinking of a couple more words out of Mark to delete, my attitude and luck were changed completely by a fully loaded, brake fluid leaking, 20-ton garbage truck. Well, the paramedics came, and though they were game, they didn't have much to work with. I was thoroughly maimed. I knew I had problems when they looked at each other and said, oh, why bother? Then they packed up the gear, and they said goodbye, and if I'd had any eyeballs left, I'd have surely cried. It became apparent to me that I was about to die. Hey, an out-of-body experience. Big time. Lord, I'm coming home. Now I can tell you about my latest book. Well, when I got to heaven, the Lord was there. He said, son, I didn't think I'd ever get you here. But before he could go on, I began to tell him about the merits of my latest book. Well, I pointed out to him all the mistakes I'd found and knew he'd be glad now that I was around. But you know, all the while I was talking, the Lord didn't make a sound. Then he started to tell me that his words were pure and that he'd preserved them I could count on for sure. And all the while he was scolding me that he hadn't read my books became apparent to see. Then he took my books and an old King James and he held them both up to an open flame. My entire career passed before my eyes. I hollered, hey, wait a minute. I said, Lord, can we talk? I spent my entire life and my Christian walk telling everybody that flame is really heat lamp in the original Greek. Well, he looked at me and kind of shook his head. Then he turned on the juice full speed ahead, and in the wink of an eye, my books were ashes. But still sitting there preserved by that flame was that old, archaic, out-of-date, hard-to-read book y'all know as the old King James. Well, what could I say? What could I say? Well, I fell to my knees and I cried out loud. I called him my Lord. He said that he was proud to have me for a son, and I came away with an eternal point of view. Now, if I can offer you some friendly information, then it's really quite absurd, and please try to avoid the temptation to think that God is all-powerful in everything but his own word. I mean, if he can stop the Earth's rotation while inventing the old quadratic equation, do you really think he needs you and me to help him preserve his word for all generations? So just swallow some pride and rest in the fact that the God who saved has kept his word intact and given it to me and you to study and argue about till he comes to rapture us. Sorry, old bunch, right on out. And if the notion you should ever acquire to doubt the words that God has inspired, just remember one thing as you recall my judgment fire. Let God be true and every man a liar.